This year was made available the Ili Nishmas
Rav Rebleze ben Rav and Tzion Gavril Hamburger, that's all.
Lamed Aleph, Omed Aleph, six shuras up from the bottom. Let me make it annoy. It's on the subject of the Machlekes Abaye and Rodi, if Baal Chayiv, the Machleya who gave it like Abaye says, or Mikanda Lahab who gave it like Rodi says. Things even better to go back further and understand better. Tanan, Nochri Shiel vs. Yisrael. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 lines up from the bottom. Lamed Aleph, Omed Aleph, 9 shows up from the bottom. Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah. Nochri Shiel vs. Yisrael al Chomtzo. He loaned the Yisrael on the chametz of the Israel. That was to be the guarantee for the payment of their debt. Achara Pesach muto ba'anoye. After Pesach, if the Israel did not pay the debt, so the chametz is collected by the goy. And it states that this chametz is muto ba'anoye. It means the Israel can buy it from a goy and use it. The Amad Bishlon Amafay who gave it. This would be right if you say the goy collects retroactively when the Israel after Pesach doesn't pay. So the goy collects it after Pesach, but since the loan was made before Pesach, so retroactively it belonged to the goy if you hold Amafay who gave it. So it was the chametz of the goy during Pesach. I'm too long there for Mutar Banai. Ella Yamit Bikandal Habu gave it. If you say the Goy acquires it when he collects it, but during Pesach he didn't collect it yet, it belonged to the Israel. Amai Mutar Banai, Bil Shusid the Israel Habakoi, it was standing in the shoes of Israel during Pesach. So it's Chamez Shal Yisrael, Shobah Rabeza, Shibiosim Hanoi. And for the Gemara, Ochav Mayaskin and Kishihin Esrei, is a case where the Israel deposited the chometz in the shoes of the goy. So even though we hold like Roman, Baal Chayiv, Mikandu Lahavu gave it, and therefore the goy shouldn't have gained possession till after Pesach, but because the Israel put it in the shoes of the goy before Pesach, he gave it to him to hold as security, so we say that the goy is kene the mashkin, became the goy is a mashkin. That's a different story, where the goy made a kinyan on the mashkin, so we don't have to have Rav Afrei who gave it. Even though we'll say the Kandel Haber who gave it ordinarily, we hear the goy made a kinyan before Pesach. So therefore became the goy's chometz. That's how we're learning now. And therefore it's mutar b'hanoyeh. Say that. Leimek etanoi, let's say, the machlekes of Abaye and Rabbe. If Baal Chayiv mikandal habo gave it, or a machlekes who gave it, let's say it's a machlekes of tanoyeh. We learn Yisrael, shehil v'lenochli al chometzoi, on the chometz of the goy. L'achar ha-Pesach, ain't it over? So we'll say, why isn't it over? The goy doesn't pay up eventually, and the soil takes the chametz. But we'll say, he holds, he can't, or the habu gain. So the soil gained possession after Pesach. But during Pesach, with the chametz of the goy, that's why the soil is not over. Shum Rabbi Meir omru over. So it seems that Meir holds that the goy didn't pay. And after Pesach, when the Israel collected it, he collected retroactively as from the time when the loan was made before Pesach. So during Pesach, retroactively, it was the chametz of the Israel. That's why the Israel's Eva. My love isn't the Hokam Yibliki. Mal Sova, the Mafreya who gave it. Kamea holds the Mafreya who gave it. That's why it's Eva. because since the Goy didn't pay, so the Mafreya from before Pesach, the Chametz belonged to the Yisrael, and he had it in his possession during Pesach, so he's able. Omaso Tanikama holds me Kanula Habu gave it. Only when he collected it became his. And he collected it after Pesach, that's why it's not Eva. That's how the Gemara wants to say that. How can you think that's what the Machlekes is in the Kanula Habu? Or the Mafreya? Ema Seva. And Sefer states, Avol Nochri Shehil Vol Yisrael Al Chomitzoy, on the Chomitz of Yisrael. And Israel didn't pay the debt, and after Pesach the Goy collected the Chomitz, V'acharav Pesach Divehakel Oiva. The Israel is Oiva, but it was his Chomitz. Now, why shouldn't we say, this also depends on the Machlekes. Or Ibchem Eboyel, he should have said the opposite of the Reisha. The Madam, when it says in the Reisha, Possum there, the Reish ain't Oiva, on the Chomitz of a Goy, he's not Oiva, because the candle of Haber who gave it, here the Israel is able, because the Israel owned the Chomet during Pesach. The Goy took away only after Pesach. And the man, Don Mahasa, when I said there about the Chomet of the Goy is able, because the Mafreya who gave it, because when the Goy finally collects the Jews' Chomet after Pesach, it really was the Goy from the poor Pesach home. So he should have said this sefer opposite the Reisha. See, something is wrong here. He can't say the Machlekes is just in that principle of Mekan Lahabel Mafreya again. Just like in the Reisha, it depends on the Machlekes. So it also does depend on the Machlekes. Say that inside. Elling Mar says, here there's a different element that comes in. Here's the element of a Baal Choyv, Kena Mashkin, or Baal Choyv did not acquire the Mashkin. But the element is follows. In the Reisha, it's a case where the Goy left his Chomets with the Yisrael. The Sefer, the Yisrael left his Chomets with the Goy. In the principle of Rabbi Yisrael. Rabbi Yisrael's principle is that the Baal Choyv acquires a certain ownership in the Mashkin that's left with him. A Baal Choyv acquires a certain ownership in the Mashkin that's left with him. Rabbi Yitzchok, now I know the Baal Choyv. Shekeinah Mashkin, you leave a Mashkin with the Baal Choyv. He acquires a certain ownership in it. Shenema, Olecho Ti Yetzdok. He's talking about a man who borrowed money from you, and he brought to you his pillow, or brought to his blanket, and it was a mashkin. And now, when he wants to go to sleep, so he asks you to lend him back the mashkin, he should be able to sleep on the pillow and on the blanket. So if you do that, you'll have the tzedakah. It's like giving the tzedakah. You're giving the mashkin temporarily to sleep over with his tzedakah. Now, the Baal Choyv didn't acquire ownership over the pillow and the blanket. Tzedakah, and what kind of tzedakah is it? So you must say the owner acquired, that the Baal Choyv acquired ownership. Therefore it's called tzedakah if he lends the pillow to the borrower. Because from here we learn the Baal Choyv shekeinah mashkin. Baal Choyv acquired ownership in the mashkin. And that's good if a Yisrael is dealing with the Yisrael, so Baal Choyv keinah mashkin. Now we come to the problem, if a Yisrael lends money to a Goy, and the Goy gives a mashkin to a Yisrael, does the same principle apply that the Israel acquires an ownership, the mashkin, from the Goy? Is he become owner of the mashkin? Tanakam is over. Hanabil, when are these words that a Baal Choyv acquires a mashkin from the Loive Yisrael, the Yisrael? Who? The Karin, because then we say, Lachot, he had Tzedokah. Because the Malve, does Tzedokah with the Loive, now that's only talking about the Loive as the Yisrael. Not Mechoyev to do tzedakah with a Goy. So you might say the Pasuk is talking about two Yisraelim. And there we say the Baal Choyv is Kedah Maskin from a Yisrael. Avol Yisrael may not be a Lekonim. But I can say a Yisrael who gets a Maskin from the Goy, not Kedah the Maskin. Doesn't acquire ownership over the Maskin. So therefore, if a Goy leaves his Chometz with the Yisrael during Pesach, so Tanakhama says, Yisrael has no ownership over the Maskin. There's no one to mask him. He's not able. And everybody will hold like Rabbi Mikandel Ahabu who gave. That's how he wants to say. Everybody will hold like Rabbi Mikandel Ahabu who gave. But here was a question, a different question. Question is that the Baal Chayim came to the Mashkin. So the Tanya Kama says, but Yisrael not came to the Mashkin from the Goy. And therefore, Yisrael is not able. But Rav Meir saw about Kal Vachema. On the contrary, he said Kal Vachema, the Yisrael, has so much power that from the Mashkin of Yisrael, he acquires the ownership of the Mashkin of Yisrael. Then Yisrael, Minochel, Goldfish, as you surely have the power to acquire the Mashkin that a Goy gives him. A Goy shouldn't have more privilege than Yisrael. A Goy borrows and he gives a Mashkin. So his Mashkin surely should be acquired by the Malvin. And therefore, if the Goy leaves his Chometz with the Yisrael as a Mashkin, the Yisrael has to be doing pay, so he's over. Because like his Chometz, he has ownership. That's the Machlokes the Reisha. So the Reisha was a question of, since the Goy left his Mashkin, the Chometz with the Yisrael, it's a question, did the Yisrael acquire ownership in it? Tanna Kamma says, no, there be not Eva. And the mayor says he is koine the mashkin. By the way, the entire sugya is talking when the person with whom the mashkin was left took no responsibility for the mashkin, took no achrayas for the mashkin, not shema. And he said, no matter what happens to the mashkin, it goes lost. It should not affect the debt that you owe me. He made a special condition. I'm taking your mashkin just to keep you interested in paying me off. But in case something happens to the mashkin, don't deduct it from the debt. You pay me the whole money anyhow, so you're not ashamed on the mashkin. There's no achrayas for the mashkin. Well, the question is, does the malve acquire the mashkin or not acquire it? Tanna Kamma says, from a goy, don't acquire the mashkin. Therefore, you're not able. It wasn't your chometz during Pesach. After Pesach, when he doesn't pay the debt, then the chometz becomes yours. Become the habo gave it. But before, it wasn't yours. Because you weren't acquiring the mashkin from a goy. And Ramel says, no. The goy has the chometz with you as a mashkin. You acquired an ownership of the chometz. So you had chometz during Pesach on your eva. That's in the ratio. So see the pshat in the sefer. First half of the year. Now we come to the sefer of that ratio. In the sefer it states, if a Gentile loaned money to Yisrael on the chometz of the Yisrael, so we say, everybody holds that the Yisrael is Eva. Why is that? Because they are also talking where the Yisrael left the Chometz with the Goy. Still we say, Abol Nochri Yihilvoyes Yisrael Al Chomtzai Achar HaPesach Divihakol Eva. Eva and the Chometz is also Bahamai. The Yisrael didn't pay the debt and the Goy kept the Chometz after Pesach for the debt, so we say that the Yisrael is Eva. Awesome, the Avadai Nochri Mi Yisrael Lokoni. Nobody will say a Goy acquires a Mashkin from a Yisrael. So even though it was left with the Goy did not acquire the Mashkin. So the remainder is Jews Chometz, and therefore the Jew is Eva. First say that, don't talk about it. We've been talking now according to Rava. This last speaking mother on the whole Amid Bay so far, according to all of it, holds me candle the Haka who gave it. Now let's consider three considerations about Chometz on Pesach, with Eva and not. One consideration is if the person to whom the Chometz was left as a deposit with Mekabel Achrayas, you're responsible for it, everybody holds his Eva. You take responsibility for a chometz, even though it's not yours, you're able. That's one consideration. But suppose you took no responsibility, then the question, if it was left as a mashkin, if you're kene a mashkin or not. If you're kene the mashkin, you're able. If you're not kene the mashkin, you're not able. And that'll depend who is the loive. If a goy is a loive, so the machlekes for Yisrael is kene a mashkin from a goy. If a goy is a malva, and Yisrael is a Levi, everybody holds that the Goy is not Kenya Mashkin. Now, according to Abaye, there's another consideration. Abaye holds the debt wasn't paid, so you say, L'mafreya hu goyve. that's independent of the other two considerations. So therefore, if a Yisrael borrowed money from a goy on the chametz of the Yisrael, and the Yisrael didn't pay after the Pesach, and the goy takes it, so according to Abaya, the Mafreya who gave it, the Yisrael not either. Don't need any other considerations. And Rabbi says he's either because the Kadol Habu gave it, unless you have some other consideration. Talk over the three Heshbeinos. Remember now, when we learn on Omid Beis, that's according to Rav, who says, Al-Chemi Kanda Abu gave it. Tanah, now we're going to talk about the first piece of Gemara we learned tonight, where it brings it up again. Tanah, we learned in the Mishnah, No Chazil, there is Israel Al-Chom, so Achara Pesach Muta Bahanoe. Let it be. Even the Hines Loi, that the Israel left the Chomets with the Goy. But you said, Nochrim Yisrael Lokomi. Goy is not Kenan the Mashkin. So even though the Yisrael left the Chomets with the Goy, it's still the Yisrael's Chomets. And according to Rav, if the Yisrael doesn't pay, still we say, Mikandal Abba gave it. So for during Pesach belonged to the Yisrael. So why shouldn't the Yisrael be able? According to Abaya, it's good. Abaya holds, since the soil didn't pay the debt, and the goy eventually collected, he collected that too actively from before Pesach. So in other words, the Yisrael's chomets during Pesach. But according to Rabbi Kandel Habu gave it, it was the Yisrael's chomets during Pesach, so why shouldn't the Yisrael be able to say that? Hello, Kasha. Because there's a fourth consideration, in addition to the three considerations, another one. Hold on, let me ask you. Where the Yisrael, when he borrowed money from the Goy on the chametz of the Yisrael stipulated, if I won't pay you after Pesach, the chametz is yours as of now. That's a different story. Then even Rav agrees with Mafreya who gave it, because he said, as of now. Oh, but where's the Lord? We didn't say Me'aksha, so then it doesn't become the Goy's chametz retroactively, only from the time that he collects it. He collects it after Pesach. So therefore, Yisrael would be over. Our Mishnah said it's not over, but he said Me'aksha. So now we'll talk about the four things now. One is if the Yisrael, if the person is Mekabal Achayas, you have Chametz, and you're Mekabal Achayas, there's no question you're Eivor. Because it's like your Chametz, Mekabal Achayas. Another consideration is if it's a Mashkin, and a Baal Chayv is Kenya Mashkin. However, it depends if there's a Goy involved, so Yisrael, if it's Kenya Mashkin, or a Goy, it's a Machlekes. The Goy can become a Mashkin of Israel, everybody knows he can't be Kenan. That's the second consideration. A third consideration we learn is Abaya and Rabbah. Till we come to Habu gave it like Rabbah says, or Mafreya gave it like Abaya says. And a fourth we learn now that they stipulated the time of the loan, and I won't pay you, it'll become your property retroactively as of now, then even Rabbah holds the Mafreya who gave it. Talk it over. And where do you say, where do you have a proof to say the shonya that it makes a difference? Where he said Me'afsha, did not say Me'afsha, means this. If there was a kinyan, certainly you make a kinyan with a condition. I can make a kinyan with you that your head will belong to me as of now if you won't pay me a year from now. A king is a king because I acquired it now with a king. But without a king, if you borrow money and you say Me'aksha, it should become retroactively his. If you don't hold the Mafreya who gave it, but by saying Me'aksha, it is a Mafreya. How do you know that? We need to prove. The time you learn. Nochli Shehirin Paspun Eitzah Yisrael. If a goy deposited it, for a mashkin, here he means left for a mashkin, paspumi, furnace bread. That's a big loaf of bread in a baking special furnace. a huge loaf of bread that the baker furnishes. He left it in a maskin with the Yisrael, so it's homage of a goy. Ain't it? Now this is understandable, because after Pesach, when the goy doesn't pay, Mikan Ulahabu gave it. Then it becomes the property of Yisrael. But up to then, according to Rava, it's the goy's homage. That's why the Yisrael is not able. Mikan Ulahabu gave it. The Omalo Higatich, the goy said, you have it. Now this we can learn two Perushim Higatich. We can learn that the goy said, when the time came to pay, I'm not able to pay you, so you can keep that loaf of bread. That's a case we don't understand. Why should Yisrael be able? If you have to pay some. When the goy said, I can't pay the debt, keep the bread. So if we can't have who gave it, just like the nation, Yisrael is not able, and the Savior also shouldn't be able. So that's what one asks. Mishnah Reish, where the goy didn't say anything, or Mishnah Seif, where the goy said, Yigatiha. Alav Yomah say, Yigatiha means something else. Yigatiha means that the goy, when he left the deposit with you, he left the bread with you, at the time he made a loan, he said, Yigatiha, from now on, I'm giving you this bread, in case I don't pay you later. That's my action. Oh, that's the first story. Then when the goy after Pesach doesn't pay, the bread is the property of the Israel before already. So Israel's Eva. Again. Alav Shemamel, you hear from this, Shah, there's a difference. Hechad Omele Be'afsha, Hechad Omele Be'afsha, Shemamina. So he got here for means, not the goy who says, I won't pay you now, never keep it. No. He got here for means, the goy said at that time where the loan was made, I'm giving you this loaf of bread, as of now, may ask you, in case I won't pay you after Pesach. Therefore, the soil is either, because there, may ask you, everybody holds me the Mafreya who gave it. So. Now, the Reisha, this Baraisa, it says that the soil is not either. So he explained, he didn't say may ask you. So since the goy, after Pesach, didn't pay up, that's when the Yisrael acquires the chametz. That's why the Yisrael is not able. But the Abayi said, Kash on Abayi. How did Abayi learn Shach on Abayi? Talk over the question. Abayi will learn the... But I said, Kipshut, like learn the beginning. It's safe, is where the goy says, I'm sorry, I can't pay you. After Pesach, they said. So the goy acquired the chametz retroactively, when the Abayi gave him. That's when the Sefer is well as Eva. And the Reish is not Eva because the goy didn't say, I'm not going to pay. The goy paid him after Pesach. That's how Abayi learned. Abayi learned the Reish with the goy paid him after Pesach. So even though he left the Chametz with the Yisrael, but it wasn't Yisrael's Chametz. But after Pesach, the goy paid up. When did Abayi see the Mafreho gave him? When the Leva doesn't pay, then the Malvis gave him retroactively. But here in the Reish is the case where the goy didn't say, I'm not going to pay him. After Pesach, the goy came and paid up and took back his bread. So there was not, he saw not even. But in the Sefer, the goy said, after Pesach, I can't pay you. Keep the bread. Oh, Abayi said, in that case, the Mafreya who gave it. Look inside the bottom, last taste. Little taste of the bottom. Imam Yigatiha, Abayi learns Yigatiha not. He said, me afsha. Yigatiha means, the goy comes after Pesach and says, I cannot pay you. Again. The goy finally paid up and got back his chametz. So he sold not Eva. Even though he had the chametz in his possession, all Pesach, but he's not Eva because it wasn't his chametz. But the goy paid up eventually. The Sefer, Kiyama, he got here. The goy said, I cannot pay you after Pesach. He said that. So Abayi holds, the Mafreya who gave it, because he sold his chametz all during Pesach. So Israel's comments retroactive, so Israel is Eva, say that. An easy little piece of Gemara now, turn it up on. Chanuz Shel Yisrael. It's a store where Yisrael keeps his merchandise. Omaloi Shel Yisrael. Not only the store is his, but all the merchandise belongs to Yisrael. Upayalim Nochrim Nichnosim Lishom. Gentile workers come in there. Either come in to work or their customers, whatever it is. And then you find chometz there. Chometz shenimtzo shom achar Pesach is also ba'anoy. Because we don't say it fell from the Gentiles and the Gentile chometz. We say probably it was chometz from the storekeeper, and it's Jewish chometz, and it's also ba'anoy. Ve'in tzorech leima, certainly also to eat. Eat is more chometz than anoy. So it's also ba'chile ba'anoy. I suppose Hanus shall nochri, or Maloy the merchandise shall nochri, who pay Allah Yisrael Nichnos and Yisim Lishom, and Chomet Shenim Shoshom, Achara Pesach, Mutter Bachila. We don't say the Chomet was dropped by Yisrael and it's also Bahamoya. No, it's the Chomet most likely from the proprietor of the store. The Rabbi's Chomet is Mutter Bachila, and so let me say that inside. Chomesh not all of Malpelis. Chomesh, on which there was a cave in, and it was covered by dirt. That was before Pesach. Arehu came over, like it's destroyed, or like removed. You don't have to bother digging in to get rid of the chomesh. Above we learn that even if you're mabatel the chomesh, you have to get rid of it from your shoes. But this chomesh, you don't have to bother getting rid of it, because if it's covered up with dirt, it's like it's gone. It has to be covered deep enough that the dog cannot search it out, dig it out. Otherwise, it's not considered mevoya unless it's deep enough. Omar Rav Chisda, despite the fact that it's covered up and it's not able anymore, but we're afraid something might happen during Pesach, it might be uncovered and have chometz in your shoes. So you have to be mevatel in order to make sure it won't come to aveir. Tony will learn kama chafisas kel. How much is it that a dog is able to dig up? Shloisha tfachim. It has to be 3 tfachim deep. Less than 3 tfachim deep is not considered kimeveir. That's where we're stopping. Okay?
This shiur was made available by kolavigda.com. To sponsor a shiur and help us grow the Avigda Miller's Gemara Shiurim, call or text 347-541-8051 or email us at kolavigdor.com. That's info at kolavigdor. Thank you.